Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're jumping straight into personalized marketing, how it's changing, and really at the heart of it all, artificial intelligence, AI.
Absolutely.
We know you want to get the core ideas quickly right, understand it properly, but without feeling, you know, totally overwhelmed.
Yeah, there's a lot out there.
There is. So that's our mission today. We're pulling out the key stuff, how AI is genuinely reshaping marketing, where it's actually working, and how you in your business can use it.
Right.
So maybe the first big takeaway for you, AI-driven personalization. It's not just a nice extra anymore. It's pretty much essential for cutting through all that digital noise and actually connecting.
That's spot on. And what's really driving this, I think, is how customer expectations have fundamentally shifted.
How so?
Well, people don't just accept ads anymore. They kind of expect relevance, you know? They want recommendations, content that actually speaks to them, their interests, their needs. And this is all happening while data is just exploding. Every click, every scroll, every purchase online leaves this digital trail.
Yeah, tons of data.
Exactly. And the sheer amount. It's just impossible for humans to sift through effectively. AI isn't just helpful here. It's critical.
Right.
And looking bigger picture, the companies doing this well, they're not just getting small bumps. They're building a real competitive edge. Better conversions, better ROI, and maybe most importantly, stronger customer loyalty.
Okay, let's dig into that shift online a bit more. E-commerce. It feels like it just took over, almost instantly became the norm.
It really did accelerate, didn't it?
Yeah. And with so many brands competing for your attention online, it's obvious that generic messages just get lost, completely ignored.
Precisely. I mean, just think about your own experience online. You're constantly bombarded with choices, options everywhere. Personalization works like a filter, doesn't it? It helps you navigate all that.
Mm-hmm. Makes it manageable.
Yeah. And the psychology behind it is fascinating. When marketing feels tailored to you, it taps into that basic human need to feel, well, seen and understood, valued.
Okay. So it's not just about the product.
Not at all. It's about that feeling the brand gets you. And it also seriously cuts down on decision fatigue. When you see relevant options, choosing is just simpler.
Right. Okay. So AI isn't just tech jargon. It's actually working with how our brains handle information overload. Okay, let's get specific. What are the real, tangible benefits for a business using AI this way?
Well, one of the biggest is real-time adaptation. This is pretty powerful.
What does that mean exactly?
Imagine a website that changes based on what you are doing right then. You look at, say, running shoes, and suddenly the banners, the product suggestions, maybe even the email you get later, it's all geared towards running gear, fitness stuff.
Ah, okay. That immediate link.
Exactly. That immediate feedback loop where your actions directly influence the marketing you see, that's incredibly effective.
Yeah, that makes total sense. I've definitely noticed that. You look at something once and suddenly it's everywhere. Sometimes it's a bit creepy, but...
Yeah, there's a line.
But when it's actually something I am interested in, it's helpful, useful. What else? What other benefits?
Efficiency is another huge one. Just think about the traditional marketing legwork. Segmenting audiences, you know, splitting them into groups.
Right. A/B testing different ads.
Checking the performance analytics. All that takes time, a lot of time and resources. AI can automate a massive chunk of that, which means the marketing team can actually focus on the bigger picture. Strategy. Creativity.
Okay, so AI handles the repetitive stuff, the number crunching, freeing up people for more strategic thinking. That sounds like a big deal.
It is.
Now, targeting. We hear precision targeting thrown around a lot. How does AI change that game?
Well, this is where AI really shines. It goes way beyond just basic demographics, age, location, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It enables what we call hyper-segmentation, based on much more subtle stuff, like how often someone clicks on certain content, their social media activity, their actual purchase history. It builds a much, much richer picture of the individual.
Got it. Deeper insights.
Exactly. And if you connect that back, that precision leads directly to better ROI because your messages are just so much more aligned with what that person actually wants or needs.
Okay, so marketing that reacts instantly, more efficient operations, super focused targeting, sounds advanced. Is this just for the big players, the huge corporations, or can smaller businesses actually do this too?
That's a really critical question. And actually, a key advantage of many AI tools today is scalability.
Okay.
AI systems don't really care if you have 100 customers or a million. They can handle the load. And importantly, a lot of these AI solutions are designed to integrate relatively smoothly with the tools businesses already use, their CRM
A little
systems.
customer relationship management.
Yeah, their analytics platforms, content management systems. It makes it much more accessible than you might think, even for smaller or mid-sized businesses.
That's good to hear. But, with all this tech talk, it's easy to feel a bit lost. Are there common mistakes people make? Pitfalls to avoid when they start exploring AI?
Oh, absolutely. A big one is getting caught up in the buzzwords, the theory, without a clear idea of how to actually use it.
Right. Like knowing the term neural network doesn't help if you don't know what to do with it.
Exactly. If you can't connect those AI insights to, say, improving your email campaign or tweaking your website layout on your actual platform, then it's just dot theory. You need that practical how-to guidance.
Makes sense. Focus on the application, not just the concept. What else? Any other potential hurdles?
Well, another challenge is just the speed everything's moving at. AI evolves incredibly fast. What was cutting edge last year might be pretty standard now, so you really have to commit to ongoing learning.
How do you do that realistically?
Staying plugged in, reading industry newsletters, following the key thinkers, maybe webinars, keeping your knowledge fresh. And another big one, think globally. A strategy that works great in, say, the US might fall flat or even be problematic somewhere else because of cultural differences or different regulations around data and marketing.
Local compliance, GDPR, things like that.
Exactly. You need localized compliance, thinking about data protection rules, consent, different marketing norms. It's vital.
That global angle is so important. Things are so interconnected. Okay, so if a business is serious about this, AI for personalization, where do they even start? It sounds like data is the absolute foundation.
You hit the nail on the head. A solid data foundation isn't just important, it's everything. It's the fuel for the whole AI engine.
So step one.
Step one is usually a data audit, a thorough one. You need to figure out where all your data lives: website analytics, CRM, social media, purchase records, customer service interactions, all of it.
Okay, map it all out.
Then you assess the quality. Is it accurate? Consistent? Are there duplicates? Missing pieces? You need to know what you're working with.
Right, like checking your ingredients before you start cooking. Makes sense. After the audit.
Consolidation and integration. Often this means using something like a customer data platform, a CDP.
A CDP.
Think of it as a central hub for all your customer data. The really key thing here is breaking down those internal silos.
Marketing has its data, sales has theirs.
Exactly. Service has another set. You need to bring it together so everyone sees the same complete picture of the customer. And underpinning all that, data governance.
Winning.
Clear rules, policies, procedures for how data is collected, cleaned, updated, kept secure, making sure it's reliable and compliant.
Okay, so get your data house in order first. Audit, centralize, govern. Got it.
Yeah.
Once that foundation is solid, what kinds of AI tools are actually out there for marketers?
there's quite a range now. One big category is predictive analytics platforms.
Predicting what?
Things like future customer behavior. Who's likely to churn, meaning stop being a customer? What are their likely buying patterns? How engaged are they likely to be?
Okay, so forecasting.
Right. A streaming service, for example, might use this to spot users who might cancel and send them a special offer to stay.
Makes sense. What else?
Recommendation engines, these are everywhere. They suggest products or content based on your past behavior, what you've bought, what you've looked at.
The you might also like or customers also bought sections.
Exactly. That's AI working behind the scenes, learning your preferences.
So commonplace, you almost forget the tech behind it. Okay, what other tools?
Chatbots and conversational AI are huge now, too. They provide 247 support, answer common questions, even handle simple transactions, and they can personalize. A travel bot might offer you hotel deals based on the flights you just asked about.
Right. Instant personalization in conversation.
Then there's dynamic content creation. Tools that automatically tailor landing pages, emails, even ads for different people or segments.
So the website itself changes.
Yeah. An online fashion store might show you, say, more casual styles on the homepage if you've mostly browsed jeans and t-shirts before. Someone else might see more formal wear. And lastly, social listening and sentiment analysis tools. These track mentions of your brand analyze the general feeling or sentiment in online conversations about you.
So you can react quickly to problems or trends.
Exactly. Spotting complaints about product quality early or jumping on a positive trend people are talking about.
It's amazing how many different ways AI touches marketing now. But implementing all this, we touched on pitfalls, but what about common roadblocks during implementation and how do you get past them?
Good question. Data quality, as we said, is a persistent challenge. If your input data is messy, your AI output will be too. Garbage in, garbage out, right?
Right.
The solution? Ongoing effort. Regular data audits, maybe quarterly. Using automated cleaning tools. Strict protocols for how data gets entered in the first place.
Constant vigilance on data. Okay. What else?
Yeah.
Getting buy-in, especially from leadership. These projects can require investment.
Uh-huh. How do you sell it?
Start small. Pilot projects. Pick something that can show a clear return on investment, a measurable win relatively quickly, and present those results simply. Focus on the business impact, not just the tech.
Show, don't just tell. Makes sense.
And breaking down those internal silos we mentioned, that's often a big hurdle. Different teams guarding their data or their processes.
How do you tackle that?
Maybe establish a cross-functional data governance committee. Make sure AI insights and analytics are shared across teams, not locked away. Encourage collaboration on projects.
Get everyone talking the same data language.
Pretty much. And finally, navigating the ethical and regulatory stuff. Privacy concerns, consent rules.
Yeah, that seems crucial.
The solution there is transparency. Be clear about what data you collect and how you use it. Make opting out easy. Get proper legal advice to ensure you're compliant with GDPR, CCPA, whatever applies. Right. Build trust through clarity and control. Okay, so those are practical solutions. Now, let's say a business has got the foundation. They're aware of the hurdles. How do they actually weave AI into their day-to-day marketing? It's not just flicking a switch, is it?
Definitely not. It's a strategic integration. First step, clear objectives. What specifically are you trying to achieve? Increase conversions by X percent, reduce churn by Y percent, boost average order value.
Be specific about the goal.
Exactly. Then set measurable KPIs, key performance indicators to track if you're actually hitting that goal.
Okay.
Then figure out which data points are most relevant for that specific goal. Is it website clicks, time on page, purchase frequency, demographic info, transaction size?
Match the data to the objective.
Precisely. Next, choose your AI tools. Think about compatibility with your existing systems. Think about scalability. Can it grow with you?
Right. Don't buy something you'll outgrow in 6 months.
Good point. And then, crucially, pilot first. Don't roll it out everywhere at once. Test it on a smaller segment of your audience to learn. Monitor those KPIs closely. See what works, what doesn't. Then you iterate, you refine your approach based on those real-world results before you scale up.
Okay, so define goals. Identify data. Pick tools, pilot, measure, iterate, then scale. That sounds like a solid process. To make it even more real, do we have any specific examples, companies that have actually done this well?
Yeah, definitely. Think about, say, a mid-sized online apparel retailer. They wanted to increase their average order value, how much people spend per purchase.
Okay, common goal.
They brought in an AI recommendation engine. When you looked at a dress, it would intelligently suggest accessories, a scarf, maybe some jewelry that would complement it.
Smart cross-selling.
Exactly. And the result, within 3 months, they saw a 15% increase in average order value just by making relevant suggestions easy to find and add.
Wow, 15% is significant. Any other examples?
Sure. Consider a SaaS company software as a service. They had lots of people signing up for free trials, but not enough converting to paid subscriptions.
Another common challenge.
Right. So they used AI to personalize their email follow-ups during the trial. Users who were digging into advanced features got emails with more complex tutorials and case studies. Beginners got more introductory stuff.
Tailoring the content to the user's actual behavior.
Precisely. And that led to a 25% boost in their trial to paid conversion rate, simply by delivering more relevant, helpful info at the right point in the user's journey.
Those are really strong examples. Shows the tangible impact. Looking ahead now, what's coming next? What emerging AI trends and personalization should businesses keep an eye on?
It's moving fast, for sure. One area is personalized voice interactions. As more people use voice assistants and voice search.
Alexa, Siri, Google Assistant.
Right. Tailoring responses and information delivered via voice based on the user's profile, that's going to become more important. Optimizing content for voice search is part of that.
Okay. Voice personalization. What else?
Visual search is another interesting one. Letting users search using images, maybe take a picture of shoes they like and find similar ones online. It blurs the physical and digital.
Yeah. I've seen that start to pop up.
And then there's the whole extended reality or XR, space, virtual, and augmented reality. AI will likely be key in creating personalized experiences there. Think tailored virtual stores, unique AR overlays.
Wow. Marketing in the metaverse, personalized by AI.
Potentially, yeah. Highly personalized, immersive experiences.
It really feels like the future is even more tailored, more responsive. Okay, so for our listener who's thinking, okay, I'm sold on the idea, but starting feels daunting. What are some practical first steps? Like, what can they do this week?
Good question. First step, honestly, just take stock, look at your current data sources. What do you actually have? And what marketing channels are you using right now?
Just map the current landscape.
Exactly. Then set one or two small achievable goals. Use the SMART framework. Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time-bound. Maybe something like increase email newsletter signups by 10% this quarter using a personalized pop-up.
Okay. Start small and specific.
Then pick a pilot project based on that goal, something with a relatively quick time to value. Maybe basic email segmentation or putting simple product recommendations on one section of your website.
Low-hanging fruit first.
Kind of, yeah. Something you can test and measure fairly easily, and make sure you can measure it. Track the results. Be ready to tweak things based on what you learn.
Mm.
Also, maybe invest a little in training for your team on whatever tools you decide to try and get your marketing and tech people talking to each other early on.
Foster that collaboration.
Definitely. Then look at the results. Did it work? What was the ROI? If it looks promising, then you can start thinking about scaling up gradually.
Those are really concrete, actionable steps. Love it. And for businesses already on this path, maybe they've run a pilot. What are the keys to sustaining success with AI and marketing long term?
Building the right team structure is important. A cross-functional team, data scientists, marketers, maybe UX designers, all working together, maybe even with shared KPIs, shared goals.
Break down those silos again.
Absolutely, and foster a culture of continuous experimentation. Always be testing. Try new campaign types, dynamic social ads. Maybe AI helps write product descriptions. A/B test different personalization approaches. Never stop learning what resonates with your audience.
You keep iterating. Keep learning.
Right. But also, and this is crucial, never lose the human touch. AI gives you data, automation, efficiency. But creativity, empathy, understanding the customer on a human level, that still comes from people. Blend the data insights with human creativity.
That balance seems key. Tech empowers people, doesn't replace them entirely in strategy and connection. Okay, to wrap things up a bit, could we create a quick checklist? Something listeners can use to make sure they're hitting the main points as they embark on or continue their AI journey.
Sure, that sounds useful. Let's see. First, define clear goals. Know what you're aiming for.
Okay, goals first.
Second, clean and centralize your data. That foundation is critical.
Data hygiene. Got it.
Third, select the right tools. Think compatibility, scalability, fit for your goals.
Choose wisely.
Fourth, train your team. Build data literacy and comfort with the tools.
Empower your people.
Mm-hmm. Fifth, launch a pilot program. Start small, gather insights, measure, iterate.
Test and learn.
Sixth, ensure compliance. Be transparent, get consent, follow the regulations. Build trust.
Ethics and rules, crucial.
And finally, seventh, optimize continuously. Always be reviewing metrics, refining your strategies, looking for improvements.
Never stop improving. Great checklist. Fantastic. So I think the main message today is really clear, isn't it? AI-driven personalized marketing isn't some far-off future thing. It's here, it's powerful, and it's becoming essential for building those strong customer relationships and driving real growth.
Absolutely. The benefits are significant, better conversion rates, deeper loyalty, and importantly, freeing up your teams to be more strategic, more creative.
Right. So maybe final thought for you, our listener. Think about your current marketing. What's the smallest yet potentially most impactful area where you could try a pilot AI personalization project? What first step could you take, maybe even this week, to start exploring this? And what couple of data points would tell you if it's working? Something to mull over.